It's definitely not. Okay, good morning. We're Hilchos Pesach. We're doing Tav Ayin Gimel. Dine Kos Rishon, V'Seder HaPesach Ad Kos Sheni. So we're in the beginning of the Haggadah. Okay. So we said Kiddush. So now, Aleph. Mozgin Lo Kos Rishon, U'mekadesh Alav, U'mevarech Shachianu. So the first thing we do is Kadesh or Kiddush. And so you pour the first cup, and you say Kiddush on it, and you say Shechianu on it. Shechianu is for the holiday, right? For the holiday of Pesach. And therefore, incidentally, when it comes to lighting candles, so generally the minhag by most is for a woman to say Shechianu when she lights the candles. But if she knows that she doesn't want to accept Shabbos for whatever reason, or Yom Tov we're talking about, Yom Tov, is it Shechianu, let's say she needs to travel, she needs to do something, and she doesn't want to accept it, so she can light the bracha, but she does not say Shechianu. Because by saying Shechianu, by definition, it means Yom Tov already started for you. Just as an aside. Okay, v'im chal b'Shabbos omer v'yechulu. And if it comes out on Friday night, so you start off by saying Vayachulu, right? And plus you're going to mention the inserts for Shabbos. V'im chal b'motzei Shabbos, and the first night of Pesach comes out on Motzei Shabbos, what do you do? Omer Yaknahaz, we say Yaknahaz, which stands for what? Yayin, right? Repeir Geffen, Kiddush, the Ner, Remir Eish, V'havdala, and Zman, which is Shechianu. Right, we do not say Besamin because it's still Yom Tov, and therefore we're still happy it's Yom Tov. There's no reason to be depressed and say Besamin. Okay. If a person forgot by mistake to say Shechianu during Kiddush, he has all week to say it, even wherever he is, it doesn't matter. Sooner the better, obviously. And Mishneh Berurah points out, even on the second night, let's say you say Shechianu the first night, and if you're in Chutz La'aretz and you have a second day, and you are to say Shechianu the second day, if you forget to say Shechianu the second day, Midrabanan is a chiyuv to say Shechianu twice, so if you forget that one, you have all week to make it up, even though you said it the first night. Just interesting. Alright? Again, doesn't usually happen. Okay. So let's go on. V'im shachach lahavdil v'lo nizkar ad shehitchil ha'agada. Now let's say you forget to say Havdalah and you began the Haggadah. So then, you forget to say, right, the part of Yakna has the Havdalah part. So then what do you do? Yashlim ha'agada ad ga'al Yisrael v'acharkach yavdil. Since you're already in the middle of the Haggadah, and we're going to see generally we do not drink more wine. We try not to talk about anything that's not related to the Haggadah. So therefore, we just wait, and we're going to say another cup of wine later on. According to Sephardim, we do not say Brei Pri Geffen on the second cup. You just say after Gal Yisrael, you just say Havdalah, continued and skipping Brei Pri Geffen. According to Ashkenazim, who do say on every cup, Brei Pri HaGeffen, right? So after Gal Yisrael, they say HaGeffen, and then continue the Yaknahas, continue with Havdalah. I'll just point out, if a person is about to say Karpas, the Shulchan Aruch specifies, that's if once you already start Haggadah, then you wait till after Gal Yisrael. What if you notice you forget to say Havdalah right before Karpas? What should you do? You're not allowed to eat with karpas. You're not allowed to eat without saying Havdalah. That's the Darabana. So I just saw in Chazon Ovadia, he says, then you should say Havdalah right then and there. And again, according to Sephardim, you would not say Brei Pri HaGeffen, and according to Ashkenazim, you would say Brei Pri HaGeffen. Unless the Ashkenazi person, the individual, which is not common, specifically has a mind to drink, we're going to see this, specifically has a mind to drink wine between the first two cups. But otherwise, he would say, Brei Pri HaGeffen. But there is an issue of mosif ala kosot, so could be there's another opinion. Maybe just be yotze by listening to someone else, but I don't know. Perhaps, I don't know. Then you're skipping karpas. Yeah, I don't know. Be ashamed to skip karpas. So I don't know. Leave that as a question. Okay. For Ashkenazim, I'm not positive which way to go. So let's go on. Haga. Ve'ein lito yadav klal kodem kiddush. You don't wash your hands before kiddush. We don't want ve'im ein yadav nekiot yitol me'at. But if your hands are dirty, then you do need to wash. But just wash a little bit without a cup. Don't make a whole big deal about it. So it doesn't look like it looks like there's a chiyuv of netila of washing hands. Ava ein levarich al netila. Certainly, you don't say the bracha before kiddush. Ubalabait lo yimzog be'atzmo. And the chadchila, the balabait should not pour for himself, or perhaps no one should pour for themselves. Rak acher yimzog lo derecheros. You should always try and get someone else to pour for you. It's more derecheros, more of a freedom, royalty. Okay.
So Levitchik says an eved can never ask someone for anything. The Ben-Chorin can ask someone for pour.
A Ben-Chorin can ask. Very nice. Beis. Shota bahasiba ve'enu mevarech acharav. So after you drink the cup of wine, you have to lean, right? And if you don't lean, you have to drink again. And we don't say bracha achrona. We don't need to say bracha achrona. We're going to see. I think it comes up again. But you're going to see. Benching is going to work on the first cup, and then you have a bracha achrona on the last cup. Okay, Gimel. If a person wants to drink many cups of wine between the first and the second, he's allowed to drink more wine. However, so really, for strict halachic purposes of dalet kosos, you're allowed to drink extra between the first and second. However, one should refrain. Unless you really need to, you're really thirsty, you really need to. Kedei shelo yishtaker v'yimana milasot haseder ukriyat agada. Because we don't want you to get tired or drunk even before the Seder starts. Really for the whole Seder. So that would be counterproductive. Okay. It's good to have a mind when you drink wine, or have it in mind that you can drink some water, and that wouldn't be a nit problem. Okay. Now, we're going to see later on, though, but drinking between the third and the fourth cup is definitely a problem. We'll get there.
Second and third,
okay. During the meal, 100% okay, no problem whatsoever. But again, you don't want to get too tired or drunk, so just chachameinav berosho regarding that. A lot, especially nowadays, a lot of people get tired or sick. So, okay. Now Mishnah Berurah points out for Ashkenazim who say a cup, a Berei Pri HaGefen on every single cup, some das for Ashkenazim is when they say the first cup of wine, they don't have in mind for any more wine afterwards. To drink more and not for the second cup, because they know for every cup you're saying a new Berei Pri HaGefen. So for Ashkenazim in particular, he says it is a problem to have another cup of wine, because then you're going to be making a whole bracha. And it's like mostly falakosos. But if you do have in mind, when you first say the first bracha, that you're going to be drinking a little bit extra, then it wouldn't be, that you wouldn't need to say a new bracha, and it would be in line with the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Dalet. Mevi'im lifnei bala bayit ke'ara she'esh ba shalosh matzah. So we know, you bring a plate, some kind of whatever, where you have the three matzos on it. Umaror v'charoset v'char. The charpas, a yarak acher, and you bring the charosis on it, you bring some karpas, celery, or whatever, or some other kind of vegetable that you would say Berei Pri Adama on. The chometz o mei melach, and you bring on the table some vinegar for dipping or salt.
Anybody know if anyone uses chometz?
Never seen or heard of someone using vinegar. Salt water is all I know. Some people add a little bit of lemon. But you can't use straight lemon juice because that's not one of the Zayin Mashkin. But okay, Ushnei. Now some people, most have the minhag to do three matzos, but some, I think, the grass has to do two.
Well, it can't be chametz.
No, it can't be chametz. It can't be apple cider vinegar. It can't be what? I'm saying if you say that it has to be one of the
Yad Shachadam. Yeah, for sure has to be Yad Shachadam, one of the seven Zayin Mashkin. Right. So if you're using chometz, it has to be chometz yain. Very good. Ushnei tavshilin, because it has to come, yain is one of them. Ushnei tavshilin ech ad zecher la pesach ve ech ad zecher chagiga. And then you get two cooked foods. One of them reminds us of the korban pesach, and one of them reminds us of the korban chagiga. Venagu be basar beitza. Custom is to use basar, a piece of meat. Even if you use a bone, it's important that there's some meat on it. I'm going to see. Because it's the meat that's what you eat.
Does anyone use meat rather than chicken? Is that a
do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Usually have chicken.
A lot of people use chicken.
Chicken
next. There's roa, we'll see. Venagu babasar ubeitza. And the minhag is to use some kind of meat and an egg. Now it doesn't have to be an egg because it's korban zecher of an animal, chagiga. But the beitza, so it could be used beitza, but you can also use two pieces of meat. And some point out why specifically a beitza. One is Aramaic, beitza is beya, and we ask for rachamim from Kadosh Baruch Hu to save us. Or Zecher Avelos, the korban of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. Okay, Haga, Visader Ke'ara.
This is the Chometz. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's fine. Haga, you know what, I'm just going to go back for 1 second. When we say Karpas, the Inyan of Karpas is, again, we all know from kids, there's different things different reasons for all the simanim, but one of them, the Mishneh Berurah points out, for the word karpas is sin perach. It reminds us of shishim ribo, 600,000 Jews worked in tremendously hard conditions, backbreaking labor. Okay, and the reason why I want to make sure it's a brei pri adama is because when you say the brei pri adama, you also have in mind it's for the maror. And so you should have that in mind, lechatchila. Just because it's a question, is maror poter niftar with hamotzi or not? So again, so if you didn't have it in mind or you didn't have karpas, you would not say beri pri adama on the maror. But it's good to have it in mind. Mishneh Berurah reminds us that you should make the salt water lechatchila before Shabbos, because really the only problem though is if you start making like a big bowl or a big jar of salt water. Because then, and you're going to leave something, and the kavanah is to leave stuff inside of it. Because then, it looks like you're being ma'abed. There's no real ibud by ochlim, but we're machmer. So anyways, if you forget to do it beforehand, no big deal. Just make, you know, small little bowls of salt water. Don't make any big vats, preferably.
You say it's preferable to use chometz before making salt water.
The reason for this is obviously it's to ask, just to make the whole night different. So the kids are asking, what is going on over here? Okay, nahaga visader kiara lafana binyan she'eno tzarich la'avor al mitzvot. Best so that you're not going over, passing over mitzvot. Just have it the order so that you're going in order of what you're doing. Dahainu a karpas yehilamala mina kol. So since karpas is the first thing that you do, that should be on the top of the plate. Ve'achometz samach le'yoter mina matza, and then comes the chometz. Ve'hamatzos, then comes the matzos. Ve'hamatzos mina maror ve'acharoset, which comes afterwards. Ve'hem yu yoter krovim ilav mina basar ve'abeitza, which is closer than the meat. Okay. The habas.
Anybody here put chometz on the seder plate?
Yeah.
On the table, I have
salt
it.
Salt water you put on the seder plate.
I haven't seen that. Again, I haven't seen too many houses either, but I haven't heard of that.
There's no spot for it.
When they sell the plates, there's no spot for it.
Sounds like it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Ve'abasar, it's not makif. Ve'abasar na'agu shiye zroa. Okay, there is definitely a minhag to use, what's the right word? Zroa? An arm? I don't know the right word for it. The foreleg, okay? Right, remind us of the zroa and the tuya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Okay? But it should have some meat on it, because that's really the main essence of it. V'na'agu shabasi et tzali ala gechalim. And the minhag is to make it tzali. It could be lavdafka touching the coals, but it could be roasted on the coals. But it should be roasted lechatchila or grilled. Ve'abeitza tiyeh mevushelet. And the minhag is the beitza is cooked, boiled, because the meat of the korban pesach has to be tzali, and the meat of the chagiga could be whatever you want. It could be cooked, or it could be. Alright, it could be a stew, or it could be roasted, whatever you like. V'wadin, tziluya. And it could also be tziluya, right? Because it could be, the chagiga could be eaten either one, v'cheno agin be'irenu. And he writes, that's the minag in his town. So, there are some, I don't know, I think most people boil it, but I do know there are people who, they pop it in their oven, and they just, they roast it that way too. I don't know. Okay. They're both. Okay. Hey. Eilu yirakot.
The Mishnah Berurah points out that since you're not going to be eating the tzali zroa that night.
Right. We don't eat it that night because we don't want to look like we're eating kachin
bachutz. You can't roast it on yom tov. You have to have roasted it beforehand. Otherwise, you're preparing for the...
Right. So you can't cook. You can't roast it if you're not going to eat it, and you can't eat it. So on yom tov itself. So then it must be cooked before. Or for at least, okay. Very well. Hey, eli yirakot yotzim v'hem yedei chovato. Now these are the vegetables that you can use for maror. Chazeret, ulshin, or tamcha. Chazeret, I think most of us would translate as romaine lettuce. Ulshin is endives. Tamcha, Ashkenazim translate that as horseradish or chrein. Sephardim definitely don't. It was questionable if it was around in those days, at least in the Middle East. Charchavina, perush, mini asavim marim, some kind of herb, that, or something like that. And maror, or maror. These are bitter vegetables. V'yotzim ba'alim shalahem uvekilchan. So you can use their... How do you translate klichan? The stalks. There you go. Leaves or stalks. Avalo bashorish, but not the roots that are grown underground. Ela shebaalin yein yotzin ela in kein heim lachim. Now, if it's the leaves, it must be moist, not shriveled up in powder. Ubeklachim, but if it's the stalks, yotzim ben lachim ben yeveshim, it could be moist or dry. Avalo kvushim velo shlukim velo mevushalim. But it can't be where it's kavush for 24 hours. It's pickled or just held in water for 24 hours. And it can't be cooked. V'kulam shlukin and mevushalim is basically the same thing. And v'kulam mitzarfim l'kazayit shehu hashi'or shalehem. Now how much do you have to have of maror? It must be a full kazayit. And you can combine all the five different types and to the shiur of kazayit. You can have a little bit of each one. V'ikara mitzvah b'chazeret. Ideally the mitzvah is with chazeret. V'im ein lo chazeret. And if there's, you don't have a chazeret, in yachzar acha rishon kafi ha-seder shehem shenuyim. Then you just go in order. Right? The Mishnah lists the five in order, which Shulchan Aruch just listed, and you go in order for ideal. So ideally you see from here, romaine lettuce would be the top priority. Although some say because of the bug situation, it's better to go for endives. We have less of a problem. Okay. Mishnah Berurah just points out that if you're going to have chrein, make sure you chop it up, because if you take whole chunks of chrein, it's a sakana and it's no longer a mitzvah. So, okay. But you just want to make sure that everything still has its a little bit of bitterness. That's why you don't want to cook it and soak it for too long.
You have to have ground it up and left it open for a while so that it's not soaked.
Right. So the question is how long?
Yeah.
They say the grub would wait until he got home right before, so it would have a little bit of time, but not too much time. I don't know. Okay, but yeah, it can't be dangerous. You just have to have a little bit of bitterness. That's all that's required. A little bit of an aftertaste, something. Okay. Fine, let's go on. Hagam. V'imei lo echad me'elo yerakot. If you don't have one of these vegetables, yikach la'ana o sha'ar yerak mar. Take at least any vegetable that has some bitterness. V'charoset yaseh av zecher latit. And you should take charoset. It reminds us of the cement, the mortar that was used in between the bricks. V'acharkach not nibo me'at chometz yayin. Oh, yayin adam zecher ladam, to remind us of the blood that was mixed in, thanks to the wonderful Egyptians. So there, okay. The osin acharoset miperot shenimshelu behem Yisrael. You should ideally use fruits that are mixed in. Reminds us from Shir Hashirim, the love between Klal Yisrael and awaken the love between us and Klal Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Kegon. Tapuchim, te'inim, egozim, romanim, shkidim. And shkidim also has a remez to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shoked. He's waiting for the end of the kates, for the times of the Mashiach, which we're all very much waiting for now. V'notnin alav tevalin, and you put in spices, kagon kinamon, like cinnamon, v'zangavil hadomim latevin, shehayu megablin bo hatit, that was added, like the reminders of the straw that was added into the mortar. Okay, Vav.
But before you go, the Shmur says if you use these alternate things, you should not make a bracha on the mortar.
You should not. Oh, right. If you're not using one of the five things, you don't say the bracha of Achilas Mar. Because Achilas Mar, right, so nowadays is the Rabbanan, we don't have the Korban Pesach, but still it's the mitzvah is only for on the five things that Chazal said were Mar. The replacement is just like as a zecher for the mitzvah because you don't have it. Vav. No toyada v'tzarech tibul rishon. Now, when you first dip the karpas, there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv, to wash your hands, like for all year. Okay, that's a whole separate question. For all year, what do we do? It's been discussed. V'lo yavarech al anetila. And we know that for washing, for anything that's wet from being dipped in the Zayin Mashkim, you don't say a bracha. Right? Originally, they did. Nowadays, we don't. V'yikach me'akarpas pachot mi'kezayit. Now, Shulchan Aruch writes, this is a machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, you only eat less than a kezayit. At least less than a kezayit's worth, b'chdei achilat pras. And the reason of eating less than a kezayit is because then there's a safek, or it's a machloket, whatever, it becomes a safek because it's a machloket, if you should say a bracha achrona on eating a full kezayit. And safek bracha sahachal, you don't, but to avoid the safek, eat less than a kezayit, and then you don't have to worry about saying a bracha achrona. And we don't really want to say a bracha achrona, because you want to also use this for the maror. That's later on, right? Right now we're back to karpas.
You just have a mind to include that.
You do have a mind to include
it.
No, but then, because there's a big break of time, it might be called a hefsek. And therefore, you have to say a bracha achrona. It's a whole machloket. It's a little bit circular, and it's two different opinions. I'll point out the Rambam and the Maharal point out that you must have a kezayis. Because Chazal turned this into like a mitzvah. One of the not a mitzvah, Sherki Dishem, Zavet Sivanu, but they made it made it something real. It's part of the Haggadah. You don't want to skip over the Karpas. It's important. And any time Chazal established to do something, it's always a Vechila, it's always with a Kazayit. And, okay. What's it called? The Mishnah Berurah actually, not saying he's arguing, but he does end off with the Tzarech Iyon Adina, if it should be a Kazayis or more than a Kazayis. Because then also there's a question. So machlokas, if you have to wash your hands and tibula b'mashka with less than a kezayit. So it's another issue that comes in. And so whatever, it's a whole back and forth. Okay, let's go on. So then, umetavlo b'chomet, you dip it in the vinegar or water. Umevarech b'ri pri adama v'ochel. And you say the bracha b'ri pri adama. According to the Shulchan, according to Maran, Shulchan Aruch, it's better that one person, Berovam, Hadrat Melech, one person says the Hadamah for everyone at the table. Again, you don't have to. And according to the Ramah, it just goes back to before Hilchos Brachos, it's better that each one says his own bracha. But either way, you're Yotze, regardless, it's just Lechatchila. And when you're eating the karpas, one does not have to do it leaning. Alright, there is an opinion that says you should, but you definitely don't have to, and it's also not usher to lean if you want to. Ve'enu mevarech achrav, and you don't say a bracha afterwards. Alright, that's what we discussed. Now, v'yikach, we're all familiar, v'yikach matzah emtsayich yitzenu lishtayim. Now this is yachatz, you take the middle matzah, you break it in half, v'yitein chetzi alechem emsulim l'shom alafikoman, and you save half of it for the bigger half, we know for the afikoman. And right, ani always saves the bigger half, or a smart ani always saves the bigger half for later. I just mentioned there is al pi kabbalah, it's a minag for svardim to, when you break it, to break it in the shape of a dalet and a vav, and that's pretty much only possible if you have a soft matzah. The notanin ota tachat hamapa, and you put it, the safikomen, you wrap it up, or just like they used to wrap, when they left Egypt, they wrapped up their matzahs to go. And you save it for later. So now you put the half back, the other half, the smaller half in between, and now you have, right, three. The middle one is half, right, back to viagbia keara. You lift up the whole keara. Sheish b'hamatzot v'yomar helach ma'anya or halach ma'anya. Two different versions. Ad manishtana. So we're having the matzah lifted up and revealed when we say halach ma'anya. And then when you get to Manishtana, we're going to cover it up and you're going to have the wine. We're going to read that in a second. Hagav v'yomar v'lashon shemivinim anashim v'katanim. And you should say the Haggadah in the language that the women and the children understand. O yafarish lehem inyan. If you're going to read it in Hebrew and they don't understand Hebrew, you should translate everything or explain everything. He did the whole Haggadah not even in Hebrew, whatever the language was at his time. Right, you're allowed to do it in English. Kadeshiavinu Hanashim Vektanim, so everyone understands. And again, Haggadah is a mitzvah derabana nowadays, it doesn't matter, midaraisa, and it doesn't matter, it's not kashur to Pesach and Matzah, and it applies to the woman as well. And even if they have to leave for their food and their kids and this and that, the most important is that they're around for Kiddush, the Raman Gamliel, right, when we mentioned the three things you're not Yotze. Perhaps dams for day of the Esther Makos. Anyways, as much as possible. V'az yitzavel asira mi'al ha'shulchan, olnicha misof ha'shulchan, ki'ilu kvar achlu, kadei shiru atinakot v'yishalu. And then again, when you're starting the Haggadah, take away the matzahs even, or cover them up, so the kids ask, why are you taking away the food? What's going on? We're about to start eating. In other words, to start making kids ask. All right.